Welcome to episode 38 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. We are back with the Geek Slays. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, man. Today's episode is going to be more of a, we kind of did this type of episode on the Scuffed Ass Podcast as well. Kind of more of like a chill, not necessarily all sports centered episode, but we will be hitting sports a little bit later. But first, let's talk about you and your content for a second. How are we feeling now that we're, 6 months into the new year? How are you feeling about your content? How are you feeling about where you're at on all your platforms?
I mean, this year's been kind of weird. It's really good so far, I think. Streams have been doing well. YouTube content isn't getting the views I would want it to, but I think we're getting better content posted now than we have in a while.
Good. Good to hear.
Just not getting the results I want from it yet. I don't know what I need to change.
Okay.
There's always something, whether it's metadata or tags or, you know, titles and thumbnails maybe aren't all there. Not really sure what the exact issue is, but one of those things. TikTok content is weird because I've stopped, I've moved mostly away from the draft hats, and TikTok doesn't like that. But
of course,
I just can't do them anymore, man. Too repetitive, too meh.
Same thing over and over again, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
What about Twitch?
The streams have been really good this year. Probably the best they've ever been. I don't know exactly what has changed to make them better, but definitely up from this time last year, that's for sure.
Well, okay. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad that, obviously, I feel like you've been doing pretty good on TikTok follower-wise, at least.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, awesome to hear. Your journey to content creation started a while back, right? We're talking like...
My first ever stream was on YouTube back... I know it was in 2016. I want to say March.
Okay.
April or March. I could actually probably look, but yeah, started just because I loved Black Ops 3's zombies mode and saw other people doing it. Figured I could give her a go. Yeah, what was the first stream? March 31st of 2016.
Okay. Dang. Yeah. And so is content creation, is it currently your only source of income? Like, is this like
currently?
Your,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So how are you feeling about like that side of things? Like, do you feel like you're doing enough, to like get by, or is that something that you tend to struggle with trying to find like a solid like spot as a full-time content creator?
Oh, it's definitely a struggle. I mean, I guess it's weird. I definitely don't earn enough that I could, you know, go get my own place somewhere.
Sure.
So I'm in a very privileged position that way, having family that I can stay with and that type of stuff. But like, if I wasn't doing content creation, I earn more money due to content creation than I actually would if I had a air quotes real job. Just because of where I live, it's, you know, 45 miles to a place where I could work and then 45 miles back, driving 90 miles a day for minimum wage. I wouldn't earn any money.
Right. Cause on top of that, you'd be money to go to work, gas, which is obviously ridiculous now.
Right. Which I don't have to do currently. Right. So
exactly
to go, like, I do have to pay for gas, but I don't go somewhere daily. Right. Like, so due to location, this is definitely better than trying to have a, like I said, an air quotes real job. But I think, you know, it's definitely getting there. Like I said, this is much better than it has been in the past. I'm definitely not in a spot where I could, you know, go do all the things I want to do, go be, you know, live where I want to live. I don't like living here. It gets cold. I don't like cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me Texas, Florida, or California. I was going to say,
yeah, what would be your ideal location?
Okay, so the perfect location to me is L.A. I've been there. I love it. The weather's great.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's got everything I want, but state tax is a bitch. So, I mean, Florida and Texas are better options, technically.
Mm-hmm.
I think number two on my list is probably Texas.
Sure.
I know some people there. There's a lot of good stuff about it, but I don't know.
I don't know, man. When it comes to me, I'm honestly, my plan is to live in the Midwest when I am on my own.
Really?
Because growing up in like Western New York, I'm kind of accustomed to the cold at this point, and it's kind of grown on me. And I mean, I don't know, dude. I would much rather be cold, like freezing, than just like boiling hot. That's me. Like,
see, that sounds like it's coming from a place of you've never actually had to do anything in the cold. The idea of layering up only works so long.
That's true.
You ever had to work on a vehicle when it's cold? Because that's the only time they ever break down is when it's cold out.
Of course. Yes.
So your truck breaks down. Cool. You can wear four sets of gloves to keep your hands warm, except, oh, now you can't actually fix the truck.
Right.
I'd much rather be hot.
That's true.
Because you can still do things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just uncomfortable. So, like, drink some water.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, but, I mean,
I don't know. I'm not a cold guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's about all the content stuff I want to talk about with you. just trying to get a feel of how you're doing. Things are going pretty well.
I would like to. I did start. I think this is an interesting thing to bring up since we're talking about content. So you've seen the Daily Intermission, right? I think I sent you one of those videos on accident.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yep.
So I think you know who Ero is. You might not know Jedi Joker, but the three of us actually started a new TikTok account together. Oh, yeah? Basically doing kind of the types of videos that like Daily Intermission or Straight Shoot or those guys kind of do. Just with, you know, our own twists. You got to have your own twists.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So we just started that. The first two videos launched today.
Dude.
That's probably the coolest and biggest thing happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's another thing to ask you. Where, like, did you meet, like, guys like Wonder and Ero all off of, like, social media? Or are these people that, like, you knew coming into content creation just from, like, your real life?
So Wonder and I have been friends since we were knee-high to a grasshopper. We've been friends forever.
Mm-hmm.
But Ero actually met on TikTok.
Okay.
Same way I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Jedi I met through Ero.
Okay.
Trying to think. Hoon, who followed you, he's one of my mods on Twitch.
Yes, sir.
I didn't meet him in real life or through content creation. Like,
okay.
Mutual friend introduced us.
Okay.
But like, he's from Texas, so not near me.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people that are like involved in content outside of Wonder are people I met, you know, either on YouTube, Twitch, or TikTok.
I mean, yeah, dude, that's something that I also wanted to bring up is like, I just think it's crazy how many people I've met through the app, just through TikTok alone. Like, I met you through TikTok. I eventually met Miller through TikTok and Twitter. Like, I've been, like, talking to, like, I don't know if you know who Hooday Daddy is.
Right.
But we've been, like, talking regularly and stuff, and he's a really cool guy. And same with, like, people like Jazzy and, like, Nico. It's so wild to me that, like, once you get, like, a decent enough following, like, you can actually get, like, noticed by those people. Like, back when, like, back when I had like Twitter or YouTube accounts that just like weren't didn't do anything, like trying to like get attention to people that I like looked up to was like really hard. But now, like, if I just add Nico on Twitter, there's like a 95% chance he'll reply, which I think is awesome.
Oh, fair. According to Wonder, they can't hear me on stream.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
I don't know if you have a way to fix it. I just figured I'd throw that out there.
I can try.
I can try.
But I'm...
Love it. No worries.
Okay. We'll see. Okay. Let's just, let's keep it rolling.
All right, we're going to keep it rolling.
So yeah, talking about like how many people like we've met through it and everything. I mean, I think that's, it's really an awesome thing. And like, dude, I don't know. Like, I feel like even though like some of the relationships I've made through TikTok and stuff, like, even though they're like mostly virtual relationships, still feel like closer than a lot of real life ones can be, which is just weird to me.
Right.
Like, you can develop that just solely off of that.
Right. 100%. It's wild. 'Cause yeah, like Eero, I've never met him in real life. He's at this point, you know, one of my closest friends.
Sure.
Same with Hoon. You, obviously, we chat quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild how close you can get with people you've never met in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool. I love that the internet gives us those opportunities.
100%, yeah. Yeah. So what's the goal with this new TikTok account that you're starting with the guys? Is this like you want this to like try and take off and help it to promote you guys, or is this like a for fun thing, or like what are we?
I mean, we definitely see the content we're creating, at least so far, as just being super fun for us to sit down and make. It gives us all a chance to, you know, hang out in Discord calls while we're recording stuff and, you know, talk at times maybe we wouldn't have been able to, just, you know, because now we have to schedule it in instead of, you know, hoping that maybe every once in a while we can talk. But I mean, we definitely think and hope that this one will take off. We think we have some really cool content ready for it and just some new steps.
Right. So like, how are you going to be like executing like daily intermission type videos with like you guys being like apart from each other?
Discord.
Okay.
Discord's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those videos absolutely hilarious. Like that kind of stuff is so funny to me. So
they're so good.
I'm definitely pumped for that.
Yeah, I'll have to share it with you when I get a chance.
For sure. Let's talk about Twitch a little bit, right?
Okay.
Because I'm very raw to Twitch. Twitch has always been the platform that I kind of had as a part of my brand, but never like was able to like. Like, I've never, like, this is, like, the first time I've ever, like, been, like, solid on Twitch. And it just feels like, out of all the platforms I have, it's the hardest to grow on. And so, like, what was your method, or, like, how did you get to where you are on Twitch follower-wise, like, promotion-wise? Is it just through promoting through, like, Twitter and TikTok and just kind of spamming it whenever you can?
So, the way that I got to affiliate, the way I got the initial growth wasn't from a platform that exists anymore. It was from streaming on Mixer back when that existed.
Right.
I had a very large following on Mixer. Like, I was close to Mixer partner before it shut down. Maybe another 2 months and I would have been there. So yeah, Mixer is where the majority of it came from. And then honestly, a lot of it was networking with people like Eero, people, other streamers, Sasquatch streams, trying to think of some other people off the top of my head, but just collabing with other streamers and, you know, building off of different things. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I think more recently it's mostly TikTok that is pushing most of the growth to Twitch, at least at the moment.
Yeah, because, like, with me, I, at the moment, I have very limited resources when it comes to streaming on Twitch. Like,
sure.
Because I think we talked about this on the episode that I just did on your podcast that has yet to release. But, I just stream, like, directly from my PS4.
Right.
Because I don't really have any way to do it. Like, I have a laptop, but I don't think that means anything as far as that goes. Maybe it does, but, I have yet to crack that, I should say. And so, like, when it comes to, like, the quality, I want it to be better, but I don't have the resources for it to be better. But I feel like everybody kind of starts in that realm, you know?
Oh, I mean, my first stream was directly off my PS4. I mean, it's taken, I mean, I guess it's been just over 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the first 2 years, probably, it was entirely directly off the PS4. I got an iMac originally, which allowed me to get a capture card and a webcam and an actual mic. That was my first step up, and streamed like that for probably 2 years, which would have led to right around 2020, which stimulus check came in. So it's like, okay, camera upgrade. Sure. That was the first thing I did. I got a better camera. Mm-hmm. And then the second stimulus came in and I was like, all right, audio upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then getting a PC somewhere in there. I can't remember when I got a PC.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the biggest, was getting a true PC.
Sure.
Not a Mac. Macs are tough.
Yeah.
I like them, but for gaming and streaming, they're not the best.
Yeah, I mean, Twitch, I want to be more consistent on. I'm sure you saw my tweet about, like, the new content schedule and stuff.
Yep.
Also, and you might have seen my video, but I am officially on Patreon. Which I think is really cool.
Right.
Patreon's a very, very cool platform. Like, I've been, like, messing around with it. It's a very cool platform.
For sure. I haven't really ever looked at Patreon. I don't really know what goes on there. Well, I think if I were... Oh, go ahead.
Go for it.
Oh. I think if I were to ever try to go to one of those pay to subscribe... type of websites, I think I'd probably do Floatplane. It's was created by the team that runs the Linus Tech Tips YouTube channel.
Sure.
I just like the layout of it, but again, I've never really looked at Patreon. It just seems like a very good place. At least Floatplane seems like a good place. I'm not 100% sure if it is, but
yeah, I mean, yeah, Patreon, I think, is really cool. And it's all about just, like Patreon, like, the first tier just gets, like, podcast episodes early. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, based on, like, the new content schedule and stuff. Which I think, and I'm sure you can probably speak to this as well. I think just putting a content schedule out for myself and having that as, like, a guideline for myself has really helped me to be more consistent now. And I'm sure, like, because you have one pinned it to your Twitter as well, and I'm sure that's helped you in that way as well.
Yeah, I've noticed that being, like, actually consistent with times during, like, I stream specifically from 5 to 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've found, as much as I don't love having an actual schedule, I much more enjoyed things when I, you know, could just hang out and, okay, now I'm going to go live for 10 hours and then I'm going to, you know, go do other stuff. Being consistent and on at consistent times is so much better for viewership.
Yeah.
Because people actually know when you're live. You're not hoping that they see a notification on Twitter or Discord or from Twitch when they decide to send those out, which who knows if they ever do. I had somebody yesterday pop into my stream as I ended saying, hey, I just got the notification you're live.
Yeah, dude.
Like, bro.
Usually, like, when I get the notification on my phone, you're full swing. Like, you're already into it. You're like, you're playing, you're gaming, you're playing Warzone or something. I'm just like, bro, like, how long has he been streaming for?
Yeah, the notification system is not great.
Whack.
And then Twitch's discoverability system isn't good either.
Well, of course, yeah. There's not like a for you or an explore page, really, you know.
Right. And then even YouTube is kind of tough in that way. Just, yeah, there's no discoverability. Nothing is like TikTok.
Sure.
The issue is TikTok's algorithm is trash.
Terrible, yeah.
But, like, the chance of people seeing your video is 100%.
Mm-hmm.
People will see videos you post on TikTok every time.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Whether they get any traction or not is a whole different question.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it will be pumped out to some people. It just annoys me that it's not pumped to your followers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, why are my videos getting less than 100 views? I have 6,500 followers. This makes no sense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or, you know, it'll be 3 weeks and you'll get a comment from somebody that follows you that's like, I just saw this video. What the hell? Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there any other content stuff you want to talk about? You want to hit on?
I mean, talking about your stream stuff, I don't know what you have for a laptop.
I have a Chromebook.
Okay, that does answer my question. I was going to say, you could probably use Streamlabs to do some streams, but with a Chromebook, probably not.
Yeah.
Those aren't the most high-powered laptops.
Right, right.
And it doesn't need to be, like, you know, a $10,000 laptop, but...
Yeah.
Got to be a little more powerful, which is tough. That's I think streaming's weird because the barrier to entry is so low.
Sure.
But the barrier to quality is so high. Like, I think altogether my stream setup cost me right around 10 grand to be at the quality it's at now, and the quality kind of sucks anyways because my internet's not great, and I can't really improve that. So
that's the thing, man. That I mean, you obviously you mentioned your internet problems all the time. It happens a lot to you. That's got to be a downside of living where you do. Just being probably like the absolute middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
because like I'm assuming you don't even like have access like the big Wi-Fi companies, right?
No, it's all local stuff and. It's okay, but it's I don't know.
I mean, you can consistently stream 720, right?
But
like that's what you do
most of the time. Yeah, most of the time.
Okay, sweet.
I would much prefer to be streaming at, you know,
1080
and
yeah.
But at least for now, that's not really an option. So
sure. All right. Well, I'm good on the content front.
Okay.
As long as you're good.
I think so.
Sweet. Let's move into what we were talking about in your Twitch stream. It might get a little heated here. I think it's time to talk about some fast food rankings.
Okay. Now,
earlier in my Twitch stream, I made a tier list. I'm going to read off mine to you, and you can argue however you'd like.
Okay.
Here, I got to find it. This might be the one.
You want to start at the bottom or start at the top?
I'm going to start at... Okay, so I have a bunch and never had.
Fair.
Because there's a bunch of these that I've never had. But I'm going to go through what I have in my tiers. So I have the best, B, C, D, F. That's what I have. Okay? So let's start with the best. I have 7 in the best. And one of them, maybe even 2 of them, are going to make you so angry. I know it.
Yeah.
First one is Five Guys.
Five Guys is that elite. One I refused. I refuse to ever rank it as elite.
Five Guys.
They cook their food in a way that makes sure that a large chunk of the population, including myself, can't eat there. Peanuts. So fuck them.
Peanuts?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Peanut oil for everything.
That's the thing.
I'm Five guys F tier.
That's where you can be a little biased there. Yeah.
That is biased, but it's because I can't eat it, so right. It's got to be F tier.
Right. My second and the best is McDonald's. I'm a big McDonald's guy. I think McDonald's, hey, like,
you know,
I will pick McDonald's over most things if given the option.
McDonald's is valid. I won't pick it over most things. For me, I normally rank McDonald's like B or C tier.
Sure, sure.
The thing about McDonald's is it's never the place where I'm like, oh, you know what I'm really craving today?
McDonald's.
That, you know? I've never said that, right? Like,
yeah.
But it is the place, like, when you're out somewhere, you see a McDonald's, you know you can go there and you know the food's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be great. It's never going to be awful. It's just going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's is the OG. That's not as good as a bunch of other places,
mm-hmm.
but it's always good enough.
Okay. So, yeah, fair. Yeah. The next one, I don't think you've ever had because I'm pretty sure it's just like an East Coast thing. Third one that I have in the best tier is Moe's.
I have never had Moe's. No.
Moe's is a Chipotle-type restaurant that's kind of like an East Coast thing, and I like it better than Chipotle. And it's one of my favorite.
Fair enough.
Fourth, this one, you're going to get so mad. Oh,
bro.
I don't even want to say it, but here we go. Fourth one in the best tier is Subway.
Oh, Subway is fine.
I'm a big Subway fan.
I don't think
man.
It's the best sandwich shop, though.
Oh, you're.
That's the issue.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'll take Jersey Mike's and Jimmy John's any day. But that's just the it is weird. I saw somebody on Twitter complaining about how everything at Subway's like every time I order Subway it always tastes awful. It's like, bro, you made the sandwich.
You like
that's on you, like, jackass.
Right, there's a certain like the reason why I put Subway above Jersey Mike's and Jimmy John's is it has way more like customization towards it.
That's fair.
And that's why I would prefer it over Jersey Mike's and Jimmy John's. And that's the thing I was going to say. Is like, bro, you make the sandwich. You decide whether or not it's going to be good. Like,
right. That's the thing. Subway's not bad. I think my biggest issue with Subway is I do say that, like, the ingredients suck.
Most of the time,
that's because, like, the Subway here, like, has literally served me moldy food before. So, like... Subway is kind of on my shit list.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I worked at a Subway for a while in Chicago, and the ingredients there were actually pretty good, but some of them can just be awful.
So it's because they're they're franchised out, so like you can become a Subway owner. You can own that store, and you order the food, you deal with it all, and you just get the Subway branding, basically.
Yeah.
And some people who have become franchisees are just
stupid,
terrible people.
Bad. Yeah,
and do
bad.
Really shit things. And yeah.
Because,
mm-hmm. yeah, you'd hate Subway if you ate the one closest to me. It's it's bad.
Fifth, I have seven in the best tier. Fifth is Taco Bell.
That one's valid.
Taco Bell's valid. Might be my favorite fast food restaurant.
Taco Bell's elite.
When Taco Bell's fresh, it is so good. It is so good. I will say,
even when it's not fresh, man.
That's true. That's true. But like, my favorite thing at Taco Bell is the chalupas, and when those aren't fresh,
valid.
That can get ruined. Everything else is
good. See, that's why if I know I'm like not gonna eat it warm, if I'm not gonna eat it hot, I don't get hard shells and I don't get chalupas.
Yes.
If you want the chalupa flavor, just get a gordita. Because it's just the non-fried version of a chalupa.
Right.
And then soft shell tacos. Or if you're like me, you just get Doritos Locos Tacos anyways and eat them
when they're
weird.
There you go.
Like the flavor's still there.
Oh, it's good, dude.
Whatever.
It's good stuff. The sixth, Wendy's. Big Wendy's fan here.
I haven't eaten at Wendy's a ton. There aren't many close
to
me.
Sure. Wendy's is really
good.
And
then, like, when I go to a big town, Wendy's is never the place. Like, that's where I'm going.
Right. Yeah.
So.
It's like Wendy's. Wendy's, the reason I put them so high is because their specialty burgers are better than any other fast food restaurants. I'll die on that hill. They have some bomb specialty sandwiches.
I feel like there's a couple places you haven't eaten then.
There is, for sure. Guarantee you.
Have you ever had Shake Shack?
I feel like we can talk about Shake Shack later, but you asking that question makes me think you might be mad when you hear where I have
it. Oh, no. You. And I'm guessing you've never had In-N-Out, though.
Never had In-N-Out, no. That one is
on In-N-Out will definitely school Wendy's on.
I'm sure. In-N-Out is so excited to have In-N-Out for the first time, but I've never been to the West Coast.
It's so good.
So,
if you ever, go to Denver, want to go see a Rockies game, let me know. I'll meet you there. We'll go have In-N-Out. It'll be great.
Dude, I'd be down. The Rocky Stadium's dope. I'd be down.
Dude, Coors Field's amazing. Big fan.
And then, the seventh is Wingstop. That's the last in my. You might not have ever had Wingstop because they're not like the
most common thing.
Wingstop's elite. I don't know if you're a fan of chicken wings like buffalo wings, but
I was gonna say I'm a big wings guy, so I bet Wingstop ranks up there. If
you
are, dude,
and you find a Wingstop somewhere, you gotta try it, man. It's an elite stuff.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm gonna just run through my B's kind of quick, and you can just tell me any quirks you have with it.
I'm less mad because you didn't put that one in the best of the best, so I'm a little less mad at you about it.
But here it comes, because B tier, in order: Culver's, Chipotle, Panera, Portillo's, Chick-fil-A, Checkers, Jersey Mike's, Steak and Shake.
Nah, that right there is some bullshit, though. No. We're not okay with this.
What do you got? Hit me with it.
No, you, there's no chance in hell you have Chick-fil-A below Culver's, bro.
No. There's no ranking.
Same tier, but you went in order. So that means you have Culver's above it.
I do.
Why? I do. What does Culver's do well?
Cheese curds and custard.
Bro, A&W's cheese curds are better.
You're gonna hate where I have A&W then,
bro.
Chick-fil-A,
are you just not a fan of chicken? Is that what I'm learning here? Do you just not like chicken?
Huge fan of chicken, my favorite meat. Now steak is, but chicken's a definite
fast food place to get chicken. So low. How does it lose to cheese curds and custard?
But it's the high. It's the highest out of my chicken restaurants, though.
Well, as it should be. But, bruh, what?
Dude, Culver's is so good. I don't understand what your quips with Culver's is, man.
A Culver's burger is like worse than a 4-day-old Burger
King
burger.
That is so not true. Shit. That is so.
Give
false.
Me White Castle over Culver's, homie.
Never had White Castle.
Oh, well, you should. White Castle's decent. Dude, I don't know. You're not the first person I've met with this weird obsession with Culver's. But
it's because
it bugs me every time.
You want to know why? I think that Culver's holds a special place in my heart because of my Wisconsin connection.
Maybe.
And cheese curds are a big thing, obviously.
That's valid.
In the land of cheese. And when I find a place that has good fried cheese curds, I cannot justify myself to put them low. And that's part of the reason why Culver's is there.
The issue is you have to look at it as an entire restaurant. Their burgers are shit. Their fries are shit. Everything on their... If their cheese curds are good, that's cool. That doesn't make it better than Chick-fil-A, who does everything on their menu really good. Have you ever had a bad item at Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
What?
The only Chick-fil-A I've ever eaten at is the one in Chicago that's by my school, and it's bad. Like, their sandwiches are always really dry. They're like the buns are terrible. Their fries are always like old and soggy. I personally have Chick-fil-A there because I know that Chick-fil-A could be good, but it is low because the Chick-fil-A that I've had in Chicago is bad. And that is the only Chick-fil-A
you need
I've
to
ever
find
had.
Another Chick-fil-A, because it's Chick-fil-A is just so top tier.
Like, if Chick-fil-A
you'll,
was, if I was
put,
ranking Chick-fil-A,
you'll move it to the best of the best if you had good Chick-fil-A.
I was ranked, because I ranked Chick-fil-A on this list based on If I had just ranked it based on my experience with it personally, it would be an F tier because the Chicago one's awful.
Valid.
But I know that Chick-fil-A is good. I know that it's right. made right, it is good. So that's why it's in B.
But yeah, I've never had a bad Chick-fil-A.
How do you feel about the rest of the tier though? Got Chipotle, Panera, Portillo's. Don't know if you ever had Portillo's. That might be just be a
middle. Never had Portillo's.
Portillo's, you ever had Italian beef? You probably also never had Italian beef. It's also a Midwest thing.
Wyoming is in the Midwest, my guy. We also are just about 20 years behind the rest of you.
That's true.
So that's the difference. But no, I've never had Portillo's.
Chipotle is just a really good comfort food for me. If I'm having a bad day, Chipotle can make it better. Simple as that.
See,
Are you not a Chipotle guy?
This is probably going to annoy you. I'm a Qdoba guy. Qdoba's better.
We'll talk about Qdoba later. I've only ever had Chipotle like once. I've only ever had once, which is why it's low on my list, but it could be higher if I had it more. But the one in my hometown was in business for a week.
Oh, that's not good.
Me and my family went there the first week it was open because it was a new restaurant. We wanted to try it. And then a week later, I drove past it and it was gone. So I don't know, man.
All right.
I thought it was okay, but yeah, that's definitely the lower tier. And then, yeah, Panera. I just think Panera's sandwiches are really good. I think Panera's mac and cheese is like absolutely elite.
Never had Panera.
Okay.
Again, when I go to places where restaurants exist,
Panera,
I have my set list like of what high, I eat. And that's not. Yeah. No.
Panera's not up there.
No. Because I only get to go to these places every so often, so sure, I gotta choose wisely.
Yeah. Moving on to C tier. In order, Popeyes, Papa John's, Panda, Burger King, Arby's, Potbelly, Sparrow, Sonic.
Okay. I feel like Sonic's a little high.
That's what I was thinking, man. Because I've
never had good Sonic.
I've had good Sonic a couple times, but I've also had Sonic very bad. So I put it in my most mid tier.
I don't know.
I made it the worst of the
Have you ever had Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen's my highest one in D tier, only because I don't think its food is that good. I love the rest of it, though.
So I look at Dairy Queen and Sonic the exact same. Neither one of them serves great food.
No, Dairy Queen's
drinks are better.
Oh, Dairy Queen's drinks are better, and
drinks
Dairy Queen's
and ice cream and stuff. So
you can't beat.
I would have Dairy Queen above Sonic.
That's the thing. But one of the best milkshakes I've ever had was a Sonic milkshake, which is why it's up there. One of my friends took me to Sonic in Chicago, and it was a pretty good milkshake.
Chick-fil-A does a pretty good milkshake, even though I never get them. I'm a big sweet tea guy. So.
I will say, when it comes to milkshakes, the peach milkshake at Chick-fil-A is top tier. I will say about Chick-fil-A. Like that a lot. Papa John's, do you have any, I don't know if I've ever eaten
at a Papa John's.
Okay, well, that's my highest ranked pizza place on the list.
I think I've had Papa John's like twice.
Papa John's is, I think, just trying to in remember. My opinion, the best. I'm not a big like pizza guy, honestly.
That's a hot take.
Like, honestly, like, pizza, I'm not, like, I will take, like, most food over pizza when it comes to, like, the choice.
That's kind of valid, though. I get it, but I don't know. Like, pizza every once in a while.
Pizza's, like, a safe
different.
Option. Yeah, it hits different.
But you got to be in the mood for pizza. If I'm not in the mood for pizza,
I'm kind of just sitting there just like, I don't want to be eating this right now, you know?
But when I crave pizza, nothing hits like pizza, you know?
Yeah. And then, yeah, Panda, which... Panda, I've only had a few experiences with, but I'm a big Chinese food guy, and Panda does it the best fast food wise.
I'm a huge Chinese food guy. Never eaten at Panda though.
Panda, I think you would like. It's basically just mass produced fast food Chinese food, but it is good. And then Burger King's right behind that. Burger King, I still think can be pretty good. I just had Burger King with my friend on the way back from Wisconsin yesterday, and honestly, I can tell you that I enjoyed it thoroughly. I think their fries are really good. The Whopper's pretty good.
That's a hot take.
Their chicken sandwich is good. I honestly, I have it above Arby's.
I don't know, bro. Arby's. Oh, Arby's is big here. Okay. I don't know why. Okay. People are big into their roast beef sandwiches for some reason. But I don't, you need to eat at an Arby's here soon. Because I can, I just made a YouTube video about this. I don't know when it's coming out, though.
Okay.
But we went and tried the Wagyu burger from Arby's.
Okay, I saw a sign about that.
It beats Burger King by a million miles.
I believe it.
Dude, that burger is fire, I don't know why. I don't like Arby's, but that burger is top tier.
I just had Arby's for the first time in forever, like a few months ago. And it was pretty good. Like, but when I was a kid, this might be also like a nostalgia factor one, but when I was a kid, that roast beef sandwich just hit different, man.
I was never a big roast beef sandwich guy. The only reason Arby's ever mattered to me was curly fries, mozzarella sticks.
Oh, they're mozzarella sticks.
Jamocha shake.
Never had that, but I have had
the curly fries. You need to. Jamocha shake's fire. Yeah, like that's what Arby's has for me now.
Mm-hmm.
You get sides from Arby's. This is how it used to be. Like if I was going and eating dinner in town one night, it would be like you'd go to Arby's and get fries, mm-hmm. a drink, and mozz sticks, and then you'd go to McDonald's or Burger King and get a burger. Changed because the Wagyu burger might be better than both. Burgers from both places.
Man, you're talking. I gotta try this Wagyu burger, bro.
Dude, it was good.
Gotta go to Arby's.
I don't know if I was just starving or what, but it was.
Maybe good. I'll try some Arby's tomorrow before work. I don't know. Maybe I'll hit it.
I think. Yeah, I gave it a 7 out of 10. Wonder gave it a 10 out of 10.
Bro,
but he's never had Five Guys. He's never had Shake Shack. He's never had In-N-Out.
I have a
different scale than other people do.
Five Guys, I think, is the best burger. Obviously, you have your reasons for not liking it.
Sure.
I think Five Guys is the best burger.
And I've heard a lot of good things about Five Guys.
So
I just,
good, man.
You know, I take my opinions on Five Guys seriously. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
They're discriminatory towards the peanut allergy people.
Yeah.
And then, rounding out the C tier, Potbelly. I don't know if you've ever been to Potbelly. Pretty sure it's a pretty exclusive Chicago thing, or like upper Midwest thing, like Wisconsin and stuff. Yeah. It's just a basically kind of like a, it's my sub shop in between Jersey Mike's and Jimmy John's.
Okay.
And then, Sparrow we talked about a little bit. Now moving on to the D tier, we've got Dairy Queen, KFC, Blimpy Subs, Cane's, IHOP, Qdoba.
Okay, you have KFC really low, and I'm intrigued as to why.
I would just say when it comes to chicken places, it's not as good as Popeyes, in my opinion, and it's not as good as Chick-fil-A. I like KFC.
Agree with
Chick-fil-A. I think their sides are good.
I think their chicken's better than Popeyes. It has more flavor, and it's always juicy.
It's tough between those two.
But I think, depends on location. Because you can get shitty KFC.
My KFC is not great. I'll be real. But my Popeyes is really good.
Really good. Yeah.
That's
fair.
But KFC, like, KFC's chicken's good. And it's not like I've got it above quite a few restaurants. So
Right.
I feel like I still.
No, I was just curious.
Like I feel like I'm not. I don't want to hate on it too much, but also I have it lower than.
Well, and knowing that your KFC is awful makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's the other big thing when it comes to fast food is it really does depend on where you are.
Oh, yeah, dude, 100%.
Because, like, my experience with KFC is probably miles different than yours. I've never had bad KFC.
I have, but, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, just like a lot of people have probably never had awful Subway or awful McDonald's.
Right.
I have.
I've definitely had awful McDonald's, yeah. But Blimpy, I think it's pretty. I'm pretty sure is a Northeast thing.
Yeah, I definitely have never had that one.
But I have that over Jimmy John's because I've only had Jimmy John's once. I have Jimmy John's in the never had tier because I had Jimmy John's once and I don't remember it.
Fair, that's valid.
So that's in the never had tier. So I don't want to do it in injustice by putting it low if I haven't had it in a while. So Blimpy's there, and then Cane's. my hot take on Cane's, I don't know if you've ever had it. But Cane's is one of the most hyped up restaurants that anybody will tell you. When I first got to Chicago, I never had Cane's, and my friends from the South were like, you've got to go to Cane's. And they dragged me to Cane's. I ate it, and underwhelming, bad. Don't like it.
Dude, so here's my thing.
I think it's overrated. That's my thing.
What the God? What's the point of Cane's?
It's just chicken fingers.
That's it.
Like, if I want chicken, I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A, KFC, Popeyes. Like, what? Like, I don't understand.
And I don't want to hear the Cane's sauce. Bro, I don't care how good your sauce is.
It's literally just Big Mac sauce, bro. I don't care.
It's just Thousand Island dressing.
Bro, like, literally, I did not like the Cane's sauce. Like, wow.
I don't know. Chick-fil-A sauce is top tier.
I do like Chick-fil-A sauce. Chick-fil-A's nuggets and their sauce are good.
Oh, yeah.
And then IHOP and Qdoba. Qdoba, like I said, one experience with it, and it was Like, I have it below Moe's and Chipotle, which are the other two restaurants like it.
Right.
But you want to talk about Qdoba? Yes, I feel like you had a strong opinion on it. Or a good opinion.
So for me, I like it more than Chipotle, but kind of for the same reason you have Chipotle over Qdoba. You've had it more.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a Chipotle anywhere close to us for a long time. And then after we did, I only ate there once.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Qdoba's, we've had those more nearby. I've been able to eat at them a bunch more. They're almost a comfort food, you know?
Sure, sure.
So, that's entirely, and this is just something I've enjoyed more because I've had it more. And
mm-hmm.
Again, experiences yet. Let's keep knocking on wood for that.
Sure. Moving on to the F tier restaurants that I've had. Here we go.
Oh, wait. IHOP. What's your issue with IHOP?
Oh, I hate IHOP, man. I do. I just don't like the food. It's as simple as that for me.
You're not a breakfast guy?
I'm a breakfast guy. I am. But here's the thing. IHOP, this could completely be just my IHOP, but I do not like the food at IHOP. It is definitely not the worst of the breakfast, like, big chains, because two of them are in F tier, but...
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like
IHOP. Technically, I think you have it ranked as the best breakfast chain, then.
I do have it ranked as the best breakfast chain, but it still is D tier. So, yeah, F tier.
I don't know. IHOP's not great, but it's... IHOP's not great. I don't know. It's better than most other breakfast places, and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes you just want a shitty, greasy breakfast. IHOP's great for that.
Yeah. F tier, doesn't matter what order they're in. I just buy them all for the most part. Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, A&W, Denny's, Domino's, Long John Silver's, Shake Shack, and Waffle House.
Oh, what?
I knew one of those was going to get you at least. No.
Multiple.
Two of them. I feel like A&W and Shake Shack got you both.
A&W's tough. What's wrong with A&W?
One bad experience.
Fair enough, I guess.
When it comes to ones I've had, it's F tier.
You gotta give things more than one shot.
That's true, but in my current state in these rankings.
What happened with Shake Shack? Who hurt you?
The Chicago Shake Shack hurt me. The only time I've ever had it is in Chicago.
Why are you eating food in Chicago?
Because I live in Chicago.
Well, there's your first mistake. No.
if my school was anywhere else, that's where I'd be. But, you know,
picking Chicago, the wrong school Chicago, is what I hear.
Chicago can be really hit and miss when it comes to food. And Shake Shack, also Shake Shack's pricing. I'm a broke college kid. I value a good value meal, and why is
Arby's not in below F tier?
Because there's no Arby's.
$30 for a sandwich.
It's true, but everything's more expensive in Chicago anyway. There's no Arby's in Chicago, so I guess I haven't really experienced way too expensive Arby's yet. But
you know,
Waffle House I've had a few times and it's just awful. I hate it. The vibes of it are really weird. It's awful. Little Caesars, I think it's just bad pizza. Same with Pizza Hut. just like weird, greasy, bad pizza.
I don't know. See, I grew up on Pizza Hut. It's a nostalgia.
So did I, man. It is a nostalgia thing for me, but having it recently, I just don't like it that much.
Fair enough. I definitely prefer Domino's, which leads me to my other issue. What did Domino's do to you?
What did Domino's do to me? It's the same thing with Pizza Hut. I just really just don't like the pizza that much.
And the Brooklyn style Philly cheesesteak pizza is just so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever had another pizza from Domino's other than that one, though.
I don't think I've ever had that one from Domino's. No, not the biggest fan of Domino's. Denny's is awful. Long John Silver's is... Long John Silver's.
I refuse to eat Long John Silver's.
But
I refuse to eat fast food seafood.
Because the two times I've had Long John Silver's, I sat there and I went, am I really about to eat fast food seafood? And both times, for some reason, I said yes. And both times, I just came out of it feeling awful. No,
Like I've never ate a fillet of fish. I refuse to eat fast food.
Fillet of fish is really good. Not going to lie to you.
I refuse to eat it. Fast food seafood, there's no way you're convincing me to eat that. There's no way that's a real piece of fish. I refuse.
I can tell you for a fact, I'm leaking my Subway secrets here, that it is not real tuna. Don't get the tuna at Subway. It is not real tuna.
It is not real tuna.
But those are my tuna,
no crust.
Yeah. those are my tier list for ones I've had. Now I'm gonna run through ones that I haven't had, and if you've had them, you can give your opinion on them.
Okay.
So starting with Baja Fresh Mexican Grill, never even heard of it. You ever had that? Bojangles.
I've heard about Bojangles, but I've never eaten the Bojangles. Okay.
Boston Market.
Never had it.
Carl's Jr.
Have had Carl's Jr. What do you think of Carl's Jr.?
Okay.
It's not great. I'd put it below
Burger King. Is Carl's Jr. not just the exact same thing as Hardee's? They're the same logo.
They are the exact same thing.
Okay. Because I've had Hardee's, but Hardee's wasn't on this list. So I was confused. But Hardee's is bad.
I'm pretty sure they're the same thing.
Okay. Church's Chicken. I've heard great things about that, but I've never had it. Cookout.
Never heard of it.
Del Taco.
Oh, I'm a big Del Taco guy.
What is Del Taco? Just like
an A tier.
Is it kind of like is it a Taco Bell thing, or is it like it's like fast food Mexican?
They just don't go all crazy stoner with some of their food items. Like, I'm sorry, the higher ups at Taco Bell who are in charge of coming up with new ideas, they are stoned 24/7. I don't accept any other answer.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, but it's great. Del Taco, I love Del Taco. It doesn't rank as high for me as Taco Bell. Like, I'd probably, I guess based off the way you did this tier list, instead of being A tier, it would be B tier probably.
Okay.
Like, it's still really good, but I'm choosing Taco Bell over it 10 out of 10 times.
Sure. Pollo Loco.
Never had it.
Firehouse Subs.
Never had it.
That is a big Chicago thing, and apparently it's the best sub ever, so I have to try it. Jack in the Box?
I don't think so, no.
In-N-Out?
Yeah. In-N-Out's top tier. It's the best.
I've heard such good things. I cannot wait to finally try one.
I have nothing bad to say about an In-N-Out, man. It's so good.
What is the most central or eastern In-N-Out?
Probably Denver. Probably
okay.
Denver.
Okay.
I'm double checking, though.
Sweet.
But yeah. In and out, their air quotes secret menu, because it's really not a secret, but it's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Control scroll. So I guess if we're talking about Chicago, yeah, it probably the one in Denver.
Dang, bro. They gotta expand that.
Well, it's tough. It's just like Shake Shack being only East Coast.
That's true.
Well, East Coast and then like L.A. because everything's in L.A.
Yeah. Okay, now Jimmy John's. Like I said, I've had once. But I can't remember anything about it. So if you have an opinion.
It nothing special. I think the ingredients are normally a little better than Subway. But it's not a big enough difference for it to like truly matter.
Jollibee. I guarantee you've never heard of this one.
No, this got so nothing random. For you there, bud.
Noodles Company. You ever had that?
Nope. PDQ. Big noodles guy, but no.
PDQ.
Nope.
Penn Station. It's literally nope. called East Coast Sub, so you wouldn't have had that. Nope. Quiznos.
Nope.
Roy Rogers.
No. Those still exist?
It's on the tier list. I don't know if they still exist. But, weird. Schlotsky's Bakery and Cafe.
Seen them, never had them.
Sheets. I'm pretty sure it's a nope. gas station.
It is a gas station.
Skyline Chili, which I'm 90% sure is just Cincinnati.
yeah, no, never had that.
Swenson's.
Nope.
Torchy's Tacos. That's a Texas thing.
Nope.
I believe. I've heard that's really good. White Castle.
I've never been to a White Castle. But you have eaten
like the sliders.
Because you can buy them at Walmart.
Yeah. I've never done it, but
I've done that. I do that quite a bit. I'm a big. Those sliders are pretty good.
Okay. Whataburger.
Never had.
Zaxby's.
I know there's a couple near me, but I've never eaten there.
Taco Cabana.
Never heard of it.
Wawa.
That's a Texas gas station.
It is, yeah.
And then
Wiener Schnitzel.
Nope.
Okay, I've never even heard of that one. And then nope. Wings Over is the last one that I've never heard
of that one either.
Okay, so that is our segment of arguing about fast food restaurants. Seems like we came to an agreement that Chick-fil-A is B tier and Culver's is better than it. Right, we're on the same page about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, we probably. Both believe that Culver's is way better than Chick-fil-A. Okay, good.
No.
He has confirmed
I totally
it
zoned
and
out.
It.
You piece
he
of shit.
He
said That's
it.
Rude.
He has said it, and you can clip it if you want. It's official. The Geek Slave.
It's not
that
official.
Is
it's some
than
bullshit.
Than
Culver's is F tier. They do not serve good food. There's no good food there. You're I can't believe you did that to
biggest
me.
Culver's
dude, I totally zoned out reading something, and you got me. Pretty fucked up. You did get me.
Wasn't intentional.
Congrats on that one.
I didn't know you were zoned out. I thought you were actually answering my question.
I was reading something. No, I was reading something, and I was just like, let's not be a dick. I'm going to agree. Nice, I shouldn't have agreed.
Shouldn't have.
See, this is why you ask questions when you zone out. You just don't just start agreeing to things.
Is there any NFL things we want to talk about before we wrap up the episode? I feel like I got to mention sports at some point here. Anything happen?
I've been seeing some weird Twitter posts.
Okay, let's expand on that.
This one's mostly Vikings related.
Okay.
But this guy, he was like rating the 10 best Vikings players.
Currently?
Some other Vikings. The 10 best currently. The first reply was from some dude who said he was a Vikings fan. He didn't put Adam Thielen in the top 10. Oof. He put Dalvin Cook at 9.
Oof.
I think Kirk Cousins was at 2. Are sports fans really this dumb?
If I would give my top 10 Vikings right now in no particular order, it'd probably
be... It's got to be in an order. It's a top 10.
If I would give my 10 best Vikings right now...
Okay.
In no particular order, it would be Jefferson Thielen, Danielle Hunter, Dalvin Cook.
Yep.
Harrison Smith.
Yep.
I got to imagine Kirk's in there somewhere.
I've been struggling with that, right?
You probably know more about some of like the death players than I do,
right? But so I was thinking about it. It's like JJ
Irv Smith, maybe if he's healthy and playing.
I haven't seen enough of him in real life to
Christian Darrisaw might be up there.
He is. See, I think I'd rather have Darrisaw than Kirk if I was building a team. Brian O'Neill, the right tackle, is definitely above him.
Yeah, Kirk might not be one of the 10 best players in the Vikings.
Harrison Smith, obviously above him.
Yeah. Hunter's obviously
Eric
above
Eric Kendricks
him.
Is above him.
Oh, 100%. I forgot about him. Yeah.
Hunter.
I mean, I'm assuming you won't put Andrew Booth over him yet because we haven't seen Andrew Booth play.
Not yet, but I will put Za'Darius Smith over him.
Oh, dude, I forgot about Za'Darius Smith, my boy. Yeah.
I guess you could put Kirk at 10, maybe.
Maybe.
Because I don't think any of the other safeties are there.
But Kirk at 2 is
Patrick
ridiculous.
Patrick Peterson's a little old. You know, the other corners are super young. Our linebackers are not the best. If we still had Anthony Barr, I might put him over Kirk. But we don't. And I don't know enough about Jordan Hicks to decide that or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an argument for Harrison Phillips.
Sure.
Or Dalvin Tomlinson on the D-line. But yeah, like, it was just weird. Kirk is not a top three Viking right now. Like, you got to think about it. JJ's a top three receiver. Mm-hmm. Dalvin's a top five running back.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Smith is, without a doubt, a top 10 safety.
Yeah.
Where you want to argue whether he's, you know, in the top five or just
in
the top
10. I think he's 7-10 in my range right now.
Fair enough. But you're really going to... Danielle Hunter, this one also bugged me. Did you see Nico Elite Takes do his...
I haven't watched his edge rusher video yet. No.
Oh my God.
But did he
mention Danielle Hunter?
Dude, Danielle Hunter
hasn't played. Trey Hendrickson above him.
Trey Anderson's coming off a really good year. Not all of last year, though.
Last year, no. But he had 7 sacks in 5 games.
Isn't he just ranking the best edge rushers from last year?
No, because he put Khalil Mack on the list. And Mack played less games and had less sacks. So,
yikes.
No. That's why it bugged me. He was putting guys who last year weren't better and just overall aren't better anymore. It's like people have forgotten Danielle Hunter exists. And
I mean, honestly, to be fair, that's probably what happened with Nico. Danielle Hunter does not play for a mainstream. He does not play for a mainstream team, and he was hurt most of last year. So
right,
that doesn't.
I'm 100% gonna stitch that video though.
Oh, you should.
I'm gonna stitch that video and be like, bro, did we forget about him? I'm not saying he's top three, but like,
he's probably top 10.
Some of the names were
let me think about who my 10 would be. And this is no particular order. Watt, Garrett, Bosa.
Yep.
Maybe even both Bosas. At least Nick Bosa. I'm gonna do both Bosas. Both Bosas. I'm blanking completely. Let's just throw Hunter in there for fun.
Okay.
And let's do, I'm trying to think, Von Miller. Michael Parsons might even be a top 10 edge rusher.
Currently. So Nico didn't count him as an edge. He went strictly linebacker.
I don't know. I think
he played more snaps at linebacker. He is more of a linebacker. But
how many of those snaps at linebacker were him still rushing the passer, though?
No idea.
I'm sure. Okay. But he's a linebacker. He's a linebacker. I'm not going to count him as an edge.
So he also listed Shaq Barrett above him.
I like Shaq Barrett. I think Shaq Barrett might be in the top 10. I don't know where I would rank them all specifically right now.
Shaq Barrett, my biggest thing with it was like last year he was fine.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, 2020, he was fine. Like, he did great in the playoffs in 2020.
Sure.
But he's had 1 year where he's been a stud, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Danielle Hunter is just, when he is able to play, it's just on a different level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at his video now to see who else he had. He had Rashawn Gary at 7.
Oh.
Above Miller, Mack, Hunter, Brian Burns.
Oh. Oh. Oh, I forgot about Brian Burns. Brian Burns up there. Oh,
yeah. He had Brian Burns as an honorable mention. He has Trey Hendrickson at six.
Rashawn Gary, bro. What? I'm a Packers fan, but I cannot. No way.
It's like, would you really take Rashawn Gary over Danielle Hunter?
No shot, bro. I'm being completely honest, bro. I try and be as unbiased as I can when it comes to this kind of stuff. There's no way Rashawn Gary is better than freaking Danielle Hunter. Rashawn Gary was great last year. Breakout, good, best year of his career, but...
Oh, absolutely.
No way.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter was the youngest player in NFL history to accumulate 50 career sacks.
So, I mean, 7 sacks in 5 games is nuts.
Yeah. Like, Danielle... Let me double-check that, make sure I'm not lying to you. Oh, it was 6 sacks in 6 games.
Still,
38 tackles. 6 tackles for loss, 10 QB hits. Pretty much.
Trey Anderson,
it's just he got hurt.
Like 14, 15 games. Yeah.
And I think Danielle would have done way crazier than that. The Vikings pass rush last year was elite without him.
I mean, honestly.
You add him, it would be tough.
18 game season, it wouldn't be crazy to say Danielle Hunter at least sniffs the sack record.
If he can stay healthy next year.
Sure.
Especially with Za'Darius Smith, you know, eating.
Taking up some attention, yeah.
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith, I'm going to be honest, pretty overrated after what he did in that one season where him and Preston Smith got there. I don't think he's really as good. He's getting old, a little bit slower.
That's valid.
So I feel like even his name recognition alone, though, will get him enough attention to get Danielle Hunter some pretty favorable one-on-ones, I assume.
Or it'll work the other way. And Za'Darius is going to have a breakout year because Danielle's drawing so much attention.
It'll probably work both ways for both of them, different points.
I honestly can see both hovering between, you know,
because honestly,
12 and 15 sacks.
Most of the time, you'll probably start a game. Most teams probably start games working like double teams on Hunter because he's younger, faster, blah, blah, blah. Probably better.
Yeah.
But then once but then Za'Darius Smith is capable enough to get to the quarterback pretty easily. And if he starts getting sacks, I might put attention on him, and then Hunter will do his thing and might alternate back and forth in games.
Just so you know, Danielle Hunter is 27. He's been in the league since 2015. Dude had to have come into the league at like 12 years old. He's 27. That's it.
How old is Za'Darius?
No idea. Let me check. Za'Darius Smith. He's been in the league also since 2015.
He's 29.
And he's 29. He's almost 30.
So, Preston Smith's 29 too. What the frick? I thought these guys were both old heads. Dang.
It doesn't feel like it, but yeah, they are. But yeah. Nico's
video. Long story short, Nico's video made the Geek Slays very angry. Nico, if you're listening.
He also didn't have... Come on my podcast and debate me about this. I want to know your reasoning. Yeah, he also didn't have Chandler Jones on the list. And it...
I'm not entirely against that. Chandler Jones really fell off a cliff after the Titans game last year.
No, he didn't. He got hurt. You got to remember, he didn't play the entire season.
I feel like then if that's the case, then Nico was just basing it off of people who stayed healthy.
But he put Khalil Mack on the list. So that doesn't make sense. Pick your lane.
We gotta get Nico on the podcast, bro.
So, Chandler Jones had 10.5 sacks last year in 15 games. But the majority of that, he wasn't... Like, I'm trying to find his exact, like...
He played 15
snaps
games.
Snaps numbers. He did play in
Okay, so he was...
Games,
so he was... He only missed
he was
two
there,
games.
But he...
He's only...
You're right.
And 5 of those came in
the
first
the
week.
Field. I'm trying to find this goddamn thing.
Half of his sacks came in 1 week, bro.
Stat
merchant.
Did you just call him a stat merchant?
Stat merchant, bro.
TJ Watt, biggest stat merchant.
Stat merchant, bro. Yeah, stat merchant.
Miles Where's Garrett, TJ when the games matter?
Bro.
What did TJ do in that playoff game?
I feel like Chandler Jones might be the best thing that ever happened to Max Crosby, though. He's going to get him a lot of one-on-ones. Oh,
that's going to be so good.
Max Crosby, people kind of hate on him because his, like, advanced analytics are not that good. Shut up.
I don't give a shit about Max Crosby's good.
There's something called the eye test.
I was going to say, Crosby, I care more about that good. Boy Nice syndrome.
That boy Nice, he's got that dog in him. You got it. Yeah, you know, he got like that kind of stuff.
Nobody has more dog in them than Jimmy Butler, and I'll die on that hill.
Jimmy, Anthony Edwards, those two guys.
Nah.
Well, Anthony Jimmy's Edwards isn't above him, but Anthony Edwards.
Do you remember back in, 2018 when Jimmy Butler was a Timberwolf?
I do.
Vaguely. And there was the report that came out.
Oh, yes.
Of practice.
Yes, yes. He beat the starters from the 13.
And beat the starters.
Yep.
And was yelling at the GM and the coach, "You fucking need me. You can't win without me."
He was right. Yeah, he was right.
He's that guy.
They haven't won a playoff series since that. So.
I know I'm a Timberwolves fan, but I'm supposed to like hate Jimmy, but I love him.
Yeah, but is Jimmy Butler a good actor? Didn't think so. Anthony Edwards definitely is. Anthony Edwards was awesome I don't know how big, if you're big enough into basketball to like want to watch this movie, but the new Hustle movie that came out with Adam Sandler, incredible.
Oh,
bro.
I want to watch that.
It is so good.
I think I just saw Straw Hat Goofy talking about it.
He made a video about it. Anthony Edwards, so good in it. He didn't have the biggest role, but so good in it. And it has like tons of NBA player cameos and stuff. And the main character, basketball guy, is played by an NBA player, and they're all like for some reason good at acting. Yeah. Hernan Gomez is playing the main guy. And Adam Sandler, I had not really seen him in much serious stuff before this, but he was so good.
Adam Sandler can act, man.
Dude, he can. He's so versatile.
He does the comedy stuff more because he's great at it. He can do other stuff.
So good in this. If you get the time, sit down and watch Hustle. It is so freaking
good. For sure.
But yeah, that's about all I have. Are you any closing thoughts from you, my man?
I think I've hit most of it, except I gotta do to you what you always do to me. So you know. Drew Locke's still the worst quarterback in the league.
Shut up. Drew Locke's winning MVP this year. The Seahawks
will not gonna spread a single game.
The Seahawks will steal the wild card spot, and Drew Locke will be praised as the best quarterback to ever play in Seahawks history.
Are gonna be lucky to steal a win ever. Come on now.
Drew Locke's the best Seahawk to ever wear the number 3. See you later. Bye.
Whoa.